Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you can find us right there. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Morning, Key. Morning, Jay.
Jaeger bombs, Key. Yeah.
Jaeger bombs.
Is that what's happening in Brooklyn? Is that
Jaeger
what's
bombs
happening
is
in Brooklyn?
I don't think they're drinking Jaeger bombs in Brooklyn.
There was a Woj bomb about Brooklyn yesterday. Am I right?
Yes.
It's
impressive.
Thank you.
Probably your best transition of all time.
Steve Nash out. Somebody else in.
M.A.
They're taking.
Allegedly.
Sounds like they finalized this deal
in the offseason is what it's – that happened fast. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose.
I wonder when they actually started talking.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends saying they're not bringing their wives to Nets games anymore.
Listen, the Nets have been a team. Think back a couple years ago when they traded for Harden. And it was KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. The three most ridiculous scorers you ever want to see from all three levels on the same team. Remember when it was only two of them, when KD couldn't play, or this one couldn't play. But as long as you had Harden and one other guy, they were laying waste to the Western Conference on a road trip.
Six years ago, Max. It feels like a lifetime ago. They've gone through so much since then. This organization, they've gone through so much.
So much. Kyrie, anyway, last night, 4 points on 2 of 12 shooting, and they lose to the Bulls. He missed all six of his threes. So Sean Marks, the Brooklyn Nets GM, is what was talked about Kyrie and the situation. Kyrie has amplified a super anti-Semitic documentary or anti-Jewish, Ashkenazi Jewish documentary on his social media platforms. And then when Nick Friedel asked him about it he just hooked onto the word promote, said, "I'm not promoting it." Okay, fine, Kyrie, you're amplifying it. But this is a documentary that relies on a source that quotes Adolf Hitler favorably, right? Like, I mean, come on. How much information do you need before you know, maybe this isn't such a credible source? Sean Marks, Brooklyn GM, on Kyrie and his media availability for now.
He did not do media last night. He's not going to do media tonight. And yeah, at some point, he will come up here and do media again. But I think at this point, it's you know, we don't want to cause more fuss right now, more interaction with people. Like, let's let him simmer down and let's let this whole, let the cooler minds prevail. And I think we need to go out and become, you know, educate ourselves, educate the whole group, and get some direction. Seek from the experts, you know, and the experts is, you know, one of them is certainly the ADL.
The Nets aren't in control of this situation. The players are. Think about that for a second. We're going to hold back a person, our star player, from doing any public media. Any public media. That goes to show you right there, Key, if that's your only counter to not letting somebody expound upon, and that was my only thing with Kyrie. That was my gripe. If you're going to post something, then be willing to go up to the stand and expound upon why you decided to post it intellectually. Give us an understanding of your POV on the situation instead of hooking on to promotion word. But that's where they are with Kyrie Irving. We're not going to let him even talk to the media because it's going to serve as a bigger distraction, even though we're bringing in a big distraction in Ime Udoka.
I mean, look, this is a mess. And look, and in a way it's unfair when you evaluate a player, right? But it's part of the modern NBA because the players are so empowered. LeBron James, oh, it's a mess in L.A. right now. Yeah, not before they won a championship. Yeah. Well, it was in a bubble. They won an NBA championship,
and
period.
By the way, the messes are not even comparable.
They're not
comparable. Whoever tries to put the Lakers and the Nets in the same sentence, no.
You?
No, I did not. The Nets are way worse than the Lakers. But at least we're focusing on the court with the Lakers and then playing basketball.
My point is LeBron James was not given any help in the beginning of his career in Cleveland. They wouldn't trade J.J. Hickson, I recall, for Amari Stoudemire. At a certain point, LeBron's like, all right, you're not going to get me another All-Star. I got to go. Goes to Miami, wins titles in Miami. Oh, he underachieved. He went to four consecutive finals, 1-2. Leaves Miami, goes back to Cleveland. Wins one there with Kyrie. Leaves Cleveland, goes to L.A., wins one there. Yes, he got them to bring in AD, but he won. He won a championship. KD had a loaded team, but they were young in Oklahoma City. It's true. They did not win a championship. He joins a fully formed Golden State team that had already won 73 games the year before. He wins titles there. He leaves, and now I thought he did a very brave thing. You know, I'm going to form my own situation, right? He wanted to, it looks like he's going to get on LeBron's level. Jay, I am shocked at the lack of success in Brooklyn because KD is such a great player and they've had so much talent there. Usually,
Jay,
the details work themselves out and you at least are a powerhouse.
Jay, can you win a championship with Kyrie Irving? I know LeBron did, but can you win another one with just all of, even though he balls on the court, but just all of the, does the stuff affect the locker room, the teammates? Does that stuff affect them? You would know because you've been in basketball locker rooms, but you also know basketball players' mindsets.
I don't think you can win a championship with Kyrie. And I that's a heavy statement for me as a hooper because he's one of the most gifted hoopers I've ever seen. But to sit up here, Key, and act like what he's brought to light hasn't affected the team. So last night, my friend's at the game taking my seats, and he's saying he's seen a lot of chatter between Kyrie and random fans, and he didn't look engaged. Now, Kyrie is one of the most gifted players the game of basketball has ever seen. But every day, Key, when you're in the locker room as a teammate having to address these issues, how does it not seep into what you're trying to do while you're changing your head coach? Like, you're saying that he's a de facto leader of the team, essentially, and you have to deal with all this stuff. I don't know
so
if that
why,
translates.
So why do they well, I know why they're dealing with it now. I guess my question would be, do you think that he makes it with the Nets the end of the season? Because I've heard a couple people already, you know, just pundits, so to speak, say that they should just part ways with him no matter what the situation is.
I have no idea, Key. You know, you gave me one of those real answers yesterday. I got you have 1 year left with him. KD signed that four-year, $194 million extension. But it's rumored to be out there that he will force a trade if it doesn't work as well. So, to me, this is Joe Tsai's last attempt to be all in to try to at least get a championship out of this before it's over.
And, Jay, you have highlighted this in the past. The difference between LeBron and the reason I brought him up and KD is LeBron in Cleveland was the boss. It wasn't like Kyrie had this incredible sway over LeBron. In fact, Kyrie left because LeBron wasn't having it, right? Like he, and then maybe he could, LeBron needed to review his own behavior toward Kyrie. Maybe Kyrie was immature. Who knows? But that wasn't working at a certain point. And it wasn't like because Kyrie was overly influential with LeBron. If anything, it was the opposite. But KD, it's different. Kyrie seems to have a lot of influence with KD. And since KD clearly has a lot of influence in the organization, through KD, it seems, so does Kyrie. And so the question, can you win a championship with Kyrie Irving? More specifically, can KD win a championship with Kyrie Irving? Because it seems in certain ways that Kyrie is the alpha as opposed to the situation with LeBron, where LeBron was clearly the alpha. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Does Bradley Chubb, that was a huge deal yesterday by the deadline, make the Dolphins a legitimate Super Bowl contender? That's coming up, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Willemax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We are joined now by the great Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, First Take, Her Take podcast. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
I need the vibes to be a little bit like you guys. Normally, I come in here and you guys are chatty waddy. Today, I don't know, a little reserved.
Yeah, I've just been getting a little reading done.
And, reading.
Ha!
Yeah.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Oh, Lord.
Is that
hey,
better?
Key. Hey, Key.
Hey, hey. Oh,
Kimberly is always with the kicks matching the outfit, perfectly coordinated.
Turn it up. I feel like I'm in a club, Key, leaning against the wall. Let's go.
Girl, you're a reporter now. Let's go. Let's start reporting.
Hey,
Are you ready to play real or not real, Kimberly A. Martin?
No, we just want to go to Club Kmart. No, we don't want to play. Yeah. Let's go.
Come on, Max. Max just owns the clubs, you know. He's not in the clubs.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Max,
by the way, thanks, Jay. Who would want to own the club?
Right.
I'm sorry. The Dolphins are Super Bowl contenders. With Bradley Chubb, real or not real, Kimberly?
Real. Because when you look at the AFC, the top teams are the Bills, Chiefs, Dolphins, Ravens, in my opinion. This move, now you got somebody to compliment Jalen Phillips. This is a team that is stacked with talent. I think the key to the Dolphins actually is Tyreek Hill just staying healthy. As long as he does, I think they have an explosive offense. And now in this AFC, you're going up against QBs like Lamar, like Josh Allen, like Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. You get another guy to disrupt QBs. That's a good thing.
Damn, Max.
What?
It's real.
Yeah, he didn't want to say it.
I got to say it's real. Whenever you get a guy like this coming off the edge, we saw the impact of Von Miller. We saw the impact of other guys in the history of the National Football League. You draft a certain way. You want a guy to protect the quarterback. You want a guy to shut down the receiver, but you want a guy to go get the quarterback. And I think Bradley Chubb, when you talk about this conference just like Kim just did, you talk about Baltimore and Kansas City and Buffalo. Those teams got quarterbacks that you got to get on the ground. And this is a guy that can go get them on the ground. I just hate saying it. Now the Miami Dolphin fans are going to troll me on Jay's social media.
Get them fins up. Kimberly, I just want to make a statement about something. Isn't it funny how far we have came about the Miami Dolphins? It was just yesterday that Brian Flores had a lawsuit.
Ooh.
And now we're talking about Jalen Waddle, the San Francisco's 49ers pick to get Tyreek Hill, now Chubb, now Super Bowl contender. Isn't it funny how winning just cures all?
Winning cures all. It's even when you look at the Phillies, too. Like, these are two quarterbacks that – Phillies, whoa.
Eagles.
Eagles. World Series on the brain. These are two quarterbacks that we had the biggest questions about coming into this year. And for these two guys – to have the teams that they have and the records they have, very impressive.
Not only
Tyreek Hill might catch for 2,000 yards, man.
Yeah, not only do
he's already at a G.
Yeah, not only do I love, Kimberly, that you brought up the Eagles. I look at the Eagles, the Bills, and the Dolphins, right? You look at those franchises, they're smart because they not only bring in the receiver, Diggs, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill. Look at the ages of the receiver. They have their best years ahead of them. Mm-hmm. They paid a premium for dudes who are, for now and the future, same thing with Bradley Chubb. They got a pass rusher who might still have his best years ahead of them.
And think about that Diggs trade. People are like, ooh, I don't know if Diggs is worth all that. Mm. Well,
the Ravens are the clear favorite to win the AFC North with Roquan Smith. Real or not real, Kimberly?
I think real. To me, it was the Bengals or the Ravens in that division, right? Now you have Ja'Marr Chase sideline. I'm curious. I didn't like how the Bengals looked Monday night. Was it Monday night? Monday night.
Yep.
Did not like that. But the Browns just seem to have their number. I think Ravens are getting guys back healthy. I think Lamar Jackson is just, he is so dynamic. One of the best QBs in the NFL, and then Roquan Smith. This was a defense that has been inconsistent, and they needed some help up front.
Yeah, it's real. They certainly addressed one of their problems on the defensive side of the ball by going out and acquiring Roquan Smith. Now you just got to make sure that the offense is doing everything within their power to continue to put points on the board. Cincinnati, on the other hand, it certainly feels like, and it seemed like, not having Chase in the lineup affected what the Cincinnati Bengals wanted to do on the offensive side of the ball, because they never made the adjustment that T. Higgins was going to be the number one guy now. Maybe they come back and they do that the second time around.
I mean, I think Joe Burrow will be better next game, considering playing, you know,
there's
without
something about
Chase.
The Browns. They cannot beat the
they
Browns.
Just can't
I don't
beat
know.
The Browns. But it was the O-line still is like an issue for me, just seeing the amount of pressure that was on Burrow in that game. Yeah. It's an ongoing theme.
I would say it's not real only because the Ravens may be the favorites. And by the way, Lamar outplayed Joe Burrow when they met this year and the Ravens won that game. I would say they're the favorite. Clear favorite is something else.
Fair. All right,
you know, I think that I'd say Ravens 1, Bengals 2, and then Browns and Steelers behind
semantics.
Them.
All right, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, don't be anti-semantic. A lot of that going around
my
recently.
Goodness.
Kimberly A. Martin, NFL reporter for ESPN, First Take Her Take podcast.
No margin for error for black person in this case.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Kimberly.
Never, actually.
No.
What's that? Well, you know, semantics. TJ Hockenson will make the Vikings the second best team in the NFC, Kimberly. Real or not real?
I don't think so. I'm not a believer in the Vikings. I'm not. I think they've played – their record is very good, but they've played – like, they needed fourth quarter heroics like a few too many times. I don't love that. I do think with Irv, Notre Dame kid, oh, my gosh.
Smith,
thank you. Irv Smith Jr. going on injury reserve. Obviously, TJ slides in as the number one. And they just don't get any production out of the tight end. So he's going to be impact player. But as far as the Vikings, to me, maybe it's the Kirk thing. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
Not
and I'm
maybe,
seeing them,
that's what it is.
I'm seeing them this week. This is my game this week, Vikings at Commander. So Kirk returns home. So I'm curious how long the Vikings can keep this up. Because their team, like every year, I feel like I'm really psyched about the defense. I'm really talking about the Vikings. This is the year they challenged the Packers. So far, so good. I just want to see a little bit more.
Irv Smith went to Bama, not Notre Dame, by the way. Yeah.
Thanks for the cleanup,
Sorry.
Max.
Well, I just wanted to.
Go ahead, Keith. Take it away.
His dad did.
That's
thinking
why.
About the dad.
Yeah.
It's real. Look, you are what your records say you are, period. I mean, that's just the reality of it. They're going to wind up getting one of these top seeds. As far as we know, what if they turn out to be the number one seed, right? You say, well, how could that be? Well, Philadelphia still has to play games. Even though Philly beat them head-to-head, Philadelphia may lose two games, and the Vikings may continue to keep winning. You just never know. But I would say that they're real. Certain teams don't look a certain way, and then all of a sudden, when you wake up, they're playing in the NFC Championship damn game.
Yeah, Key, I think they're real as a team.
Right.
But the answer is not real as the second best team in the
right.
NFC.
Semantics.
Like, semantics, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Not anti-Semitic.
No, not anyway. Anti-Semantic, yeah. Yes.
Anti-Semantic.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Don't be anti-Semantic.
So I see the Cowboys as the second best team in the NFC as of right now, frankly, with where their offense is going.
Mm-hmm.
But like, or the Niners. You could even throw Seattle in. I don't know why the Vikings would be ahead of them.
Yeah, I'm high
record,
on the Niners
man.
And the Cowboys.
But like I said, though, the Vikings winning the division,
yeah.
like that is a major step in the yes. right direction.
Yeah.
They have dethroned the Packers.
Key, I have a question for you. How good is TJ Hockenson?
He's a good tight end. I mean, he's one of the top 10 tight ends in the league.
Top 10. Okay. All right.
But this top 10 is big.
Yeah. Upper third, but it's not quite elite if you're top 10.
Yeah, but much like Kimberly said, he's replacing Irv Smith Jr., so it's essentially a wash, okay? And they don't throw to the tight end and utilize him anyway.
Now they can.
So,
now they can. That's
like,
right. It's a new weapon.
He might catch 15 yards a pass. Hello?
Mm. Naheem Hines will improve the Bills' running game. Okay, real or not real, Kimberly?
So, I like this move because the Bills, as though we didn't know that they were all in already, now they just get another guy in the pass catching game. Like, they get another speedster. Brandon Bean gets a fellow North Carolina guy. And he's going to help out in special teams. Like, he's going to play against the Jets this weekend. He's going to be their starting punt returner. He just adds another element. And I love that the Bills are already stacked and they're just looking for more explosive, speedy guys to add to this offense. Ken Dorsey, he's going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is certainly real all the way around. I mean, this is a big get for them. I know they wanted to take a look at a couple other guys. They sniffed around the Christian McCaffrey deal. They sniffed around Alvin Kamara. The Saints were not willing to part ways on the cheap. So they said, okay, he gives us some of the same thing, ability to catch the football out of the backfield. They've identified that. And I keep trying to tell you all the time, Max, if you just listen, a lot of these guys are the same. It just looks different because the hype machine is behind them and they wear a different uniform. Just listen, Max, now.
Max, if you would just open your ears
if
and listen
I
to
would
Keith,
listen.
Like,
listen.
You would be
if
so much old, better
he's
off.
He's too busy talking,
only
kid.
Only I would listen.
I would say it was real just because this arms race in the AFC is so interesting, right? Yep. As you see Kansas City get Kadarius Toney, and then you see that evening Patrick Mahomes tweet about it, like with the Dwayne Johnson, the rock face, smiling about another weapon that they added. Now for Josh Allen, okay, we'll bring somebody else in now from the running game that is complimentary in the passing game. That's what it's all about.
But I agree actually with Key about this from the beginning. Like, backs are largely interchangeable, right? At that position, it's largely interchangeable. It's really much more about your blocking up front to me. Occasionally, there are a handful of them who make a real difference. CMC, Kamara,
Saquon,
obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Guys who could do a lot of different things, or some absurd between the tackles runner like Derrick Henry, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you fine guys. The Bears gave up too much to get Chase Claypool, real or not real?
Yeah, it's real that they gave up too much. I will just say, I talked to an NFC executive last night, and he was like, there was no team besides Chicago that was going to give up a two for Chase Claypool. Mm. He's got, now speaking of Notre Dame, he has all the physical traits. He's got all the tools, but he is underperformed so far in the NFL. And I don't, hopefully it works out for the Bears and Justin Fields. Obviously, Justin Fields has another pass-catching target, and he hooks up with Cole Kmet, right? But the Steelers, I'm feeling real great today because I got a two for a guy that, like, we didn't really get much production out of. So I think it was too much.
Yeah, they basically, it's real as far as Chicago goes, but Chicago had some luxury picks. What the Pittsburgh Steelers did is they got back what they drafted him with. They said, we're going to swap. Okay, we used him up for a couple years, didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You're willing to give us a two for him? Mm-hmm. You can have him. But then let's not forget, this is not about this year. It's about the next couple years with him.
True.
He won't be their number one guy. He'll be a guy as part of the room and as in a package
Here's
situation.
Here's the problem with that, Key, my dear Key. If you bring him in, you got to pay him. If it's not about this season, it's about the next season. But if you bring him in, you got to pay him. And Chase Claypool has already said publicly, I'm a top three receiver.
Yeah, but that doesn't. He,
so,
that, come on.
But on no, you can debate.
On the Bears, debate, is he top three?
You can debate the veracity of that statement, but he's looking to get paid wide receiver money.
You are 17,165 million percent right, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
You are completely right about his thought process and his mindset on what he thinks he is. You and I both know that that ain't going to happen. Number two, a second-round pick, when his contract is up, if he doesn't perform at the level that that warrants, they'll tell him bye-bye and he won't get it on the open market. And if he does perform at a certain level, he's still only going to be a guy who's going to get a fraction of what he thinks he's going to get because he is not a true number one or two receiver. That's the problem that he's going to face.
True.
Sometimes in sports when you see an organization overpay this way, there's someone in that organization who's trusted who looks at a guy and goes, I can fix him or I can do something with that. I wonder if that's the case here because it does seem like they were way out of step with the rest of the league here.
Right, and I always wonder when a team is willing to give up on a guy when they're saying, like, you could take him. We're good. I always wonder, like, why are they? Why are they? Like,
why
their offense
selling?
Had Steelers' offense. They need playmakers. They have George Pickens, a guy they got in the draft. Now you're giving them a two for them to go out next year. And
put
you know what I'm saying?
Them. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
Kimberly,
this will be interesting.
A. Martin, ESPN, NFL reporter extraordinaire.
Take her out. Take her out.
First take her take
whoa,
podcast.
Whoa,
thank
we,
you.
We're doing a show. Key.
What you backing
just
it up like it's hot? What are you doing?
Professional. What is happening?
I was waiting on Yates to drop. I was waiting on Yates to drop the
we
outgoing music
club,
for.
Key. We're like we're all like
yeah. We're at a classy lounge right now, Key. Now we
yeah,
back.
Go on, hey, girl, handle it. Hey. Yeah, see, I knew she was going.
Speaking of the NFL trade deadline moves that were made, did the Packers make a mistake not making a move, not getting Aaron Rodgers' help? That's coming up.
Come and talk to me.
Really, Max, the Phillies are going to win the World Series.
I think so.
That, right?
I think so, but 2-1 could come on, man. Well, like, after game three, every series ever that wasn't about to be over was 2-1, right? Like, you know.
Sure.
No one.
All I'm simply saying is, I was telling Yates, who's a huge Phillies fan. Matter of fact, he's a fan of all sports Philadelphia. I was just saying I felt bad for Dusty Baker because you know you're talking about him having a long tenure as a manager and also as a player in this league, and it doesn't feel like he's going to get the chip this time around. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a long way to go still. I don't think they're going to hit five home runs in the first five innings again.
But you got to admit, though, this feels a little bit different with this Phillies team, though, right?
The Phillies feel like they feel like a team of destiny.
Yeah, they were below 500 going into June. Like it's
fire, Girardi,
it just
catch
feels different. Yeah.
What's up, Chris Canty?
What's up, Jay Will? What's good?
On ESPN Radio.
Absolutely.
What's good, baby?
Nothing much, man. I'm just waiting for the jokes from Key because I'm wearing a suit to talk about sports. But you know.
That's all right. That's
no water, water is wet. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, water is wet.
Why does everybody think I have a problem with them when they're wearing suits to talk about sports? That's what people do at ESPN. I get dressed up on certain shows. I mean, it's 6 o'clock damn in the morning to be putting on a suit to talk about sports. But I get it. I understand it.
It's 7:30, CC. You're fine.
Well,
I think his tone explains it all.
Little Max, if you technically want to say the time, Little Max is 7:30. Yes,
well,
that's correct.
I'm taller than Max, actually.
Well, it's not. It's not about the height.
I just want to make sure you get the semantics right. Be
are you tall? Yeah, I think you're taller than me.
Exponentially,
you're
5'8".
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. 5'8" is tall for you.
I love it. The such a good technique. It's such a good technique.
For all the times you got me, I just keep pushing it.
Yeah.
I'll keep pushing it. 5'8" is tall. Be confident.
Well, listen, it's not 5'9", but it's, you know, it's better than nothing.
Well done.
How surprised were you, or were you surprised, Chris, that the Packers didn't make any moves at the trade deadline?
I was surprised, man. I thought they could have used some help on the outside. They needed another receiver. They needed firepower for that passing game. And it was evident in that Buffalo Bills matchup where they were down by double digits. As a matter of fact, I think they were down 17. And they made the choice to just run the football. They took the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands because they have no confidence that those receivers can get it done. And one of the things
he finally decided to run the ball. Down 17 against the best team in football.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the Buffalo Bills were seeding the run. So I don't want to hear people talking about, oh, the Packers need to lean on the running game and all of these other things. No, it's not. The Packers are a one-dimensional football team on the offensive side of the ball, and it's because their receivers can't beat man coverage. They didn't have any problem beating man coverage when Devontae Adams was there. When you look at the last 3 years in a LaFleur offense – They had the second best QBR against man coverage. Right now, their QBR against man coverage is 24th.
Partly because when they do beat it, they drop the ball.
Well, that's my point, Max. So you needed to find somebody that could beat man coverage. We realized that Aaron Rodgers doesn't like motion before the snap. And it's tough to have a LaFleur offense or a Shanahan offense that doesn't have motion to create separation for those receivers before the snap or at the snap when you got guys that aren't necessarily those dudes that can beat one-on-one. So I thought they missed an opportunity to make a move. Every team in their division made a move at the trade deadline, except the Green Bay Packers. You can't be half pregnant, Max. Either you're all in with Aaron Rodgers or you're all in on the future.
38 years old.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're paying a guy $50 million
a
year.
There's no time to waste.
You've invested a lot of resources into trying to maximize the twilight of Aaron Rodgers' career. Why wouldn't you go make a move at the trade deadline and mortgage future draft capital?
No. Yeah, I don't agree, but I don't even know where to start with the receivers. I mean, everybody keeps screaming receivers. Like, well, who you going to go get that's going to make a difference? Because all the receivers that you would think would make a difference, they're under major contracts, and their teams want to keep them. So, like, you can get Brandon Cooks. Maybe you could have stole that. Maybe you could have stole it if they tried to or not. I don't know. But when you're talking about guys that were on the move, right, Kadarius Toney wasn't going to make a difference. Elijah Moore wasn't going to make a difference. The Jets are not parting ways with Elijah Moore. So when you start to look at
what's wrong with Chase Claypool, Key?
Hold on one second. Let me get there. You talk about DJ Moore, Canty. What is that? They want too much for him. So now you look at, let's get to Claypool, because you're not getting Hopkins. You're not going to get Michael Thomas. Like, you're just not getting those dudes.
Okay.
Now you say Chase Claypool. What you going to do with that? That's just another guy. That's nothing.
No.
That's just another guy.
Key, that's not another guy. It's not another guy.
Absolutely, 100%.
Key, he brings something that your receiver core doesn't have. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. And as far, last time I checked, Chase Claypool is third in tight window catches. That means a defender less than a yard away from him. He's third in the NFL in those type of catches. So he gives Aaron Rodgers a little more margin for error with his catch radius. Absolutely, that makes a difference.
I'm not giving up a second round pick for no damn
who the hell cares about the second round pick? You're paying your quarterback $50 million a year and you're not going to make the playoffs. You're not going to make the Key, what sense does it make paying a quarterback $50 million a year and you're not going to make the playoffs?
Well, I don't know that they're not going to make the playoffs.
How are they going to make the playoffs? The New York Giants have 6 wins. The Dallas Cowboys have 6 wins. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to win that division. The San Francisco 49ers are 4-4, and we all saw them upgrade with Christian McCaffrey. The Seattle Seahawks are winning the NFC West. Where's the playoff spot for?
I like the passion here.
If you believe they're going to make the playoffs, it's because you don't believe in either the Giants or maybe Seattle. You're banking on one of those teams not making it.
They only got to go 500, Max, to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
both of those teams only got to go 500 to make the playoffs.
We got about a minute left. What about the Giants not making any moves by the trade deadline?
Well, they didn't make a move. They traded Kadarius Toney.
Adding something. I mean, other than draft capital. Are you okay with just where they are?
I don't think this new general manager, Joe Shane, has any illusions about what this team is right now. And so he recognizes that changing the culture is important. Being able to stack wins in year one is good for buy-in with the locker room. But I think they have an eye toward the future in getting as much draft capital as they can to reshape this roster, because there's still a lot of work to be done. So I don't think that they needed to make a move at the trade deadline. Now, that doesn't mean that the Giants can't add. There's a receiver that's out there that once upon a time was a Giant that I think could be in line for a reunion with the squad.
Yeah, and you can't trade enough away that you're showing the locker room you don't care, you're going to gut the team. But Kadarius Toney was extraneous because they weren't really using him, and they got some draft capital for him. Shane has done a great job so far, in my opinion, and as has obviously Daboll. Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin,
CC,
with the passion this morning, as every morning, on ESPN
Canty
Radio.
Just because you was yelling didn't make you right.
I wasn't just yelling, Noki. I came with facts. I came with
he's
receipts.
Saying the yelling is independent of he's the yelling is independent of his being right, is what he said, or is it independent? All right,
They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. There you indeed. Go. All right.
Just college, like your bowling shoes.
The college football playoff. You don't know nothing about these. The college football playoff ranking was real East was released. The college football playoff ranking was released.
Are you okay? He said you got bowling shoes on.
What do you know about these?
I didn't say it.
Don't worry about that.
CeCe said it.
Chris will find out about these in a couple months. I don't know if they make them in your size, though. All right.
Probably
listen,
not.
Heather Dinich is coming up. Omega Accounting right now. Small business owners, lend us your ears. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes during COVID. If you continued to pay employee wages during the pandemic, Omega Accounting Solutions may be able to help you recover a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Schedule a free 10-minute call with Omega to find out whether you qualify or not. It is that simple. Call 704-2000, 800-704-2000 with any ERC questions. That's 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or funds run out.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Sean J. Willemax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. And we are joined now by Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So Heather and I spoke just yesterday afternoon on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN. But I will feign ignorance here, Heather, and ask you the following question. Are you surprised that Tennessee is the number one team in the college football rankings?
Here's my surprise face, Max.
Yes, right.
Yeah. No, Tennessee came into yesterday with the number one resume in the country. What was a little bit surprising was that LSU was number 10. So selection committee chair Boo Corrigan talked about the two big wins that was really carried the day and separated them from Ohio State and Georgia. So not only was it Alabama, it was also LSU. But, you know, Tennessee also put it together in a complete game against Kentucky. But Boo Corrigan talked about how Ohio State, Georgia, and Tennessee all got consideration for that top spot.
Heather, Tennessee takes on Georgia this weekend. If Georgia was to drop this game to Tennessee and they're sitting at 3 right now, how much trouble would they actually be in? Because you have to assume they're going to fall pretty far.
Huge. A heap of trouble. I mean, if they don't beat Tennessee, to me, I don't think they get in the college football playoff because they don't win their division. The selection committee has protocol it must follow if you're not a conference champion. We've seen a team that doesn't win its division get in before. That was Alabama a couple of years ago. But Georgia's opponents right now, if you take out the Oregon win, are a combined 22 and 26. If they don't beat Tennessee, nobody else left on their schedule is currently ranked in the CFP top 25. So they would be desperately hoping that that win against Oregon would be enough to impress the selection committee on selection day. Guys, I don't think it would because you're looking at possibly the SEC, definitely the SEC champ, but also the runner-up getting into that thing if it's not Georgia.
Heather, Michigan is undefeated, but they're number 5. Do you feel like the only way they can get in the top 4 is by beating Ohio State?
That's what they have to do. You know, the selection committee will tell you repeatedly they don't look ahead. I do. And if these guys don't beat the Buckeyes, they're in trouble. Because right now, they're sitting there on the bubble, and it's the one way to get in. And their non-conference schedule was an issue. Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn, opponents that combined for 8-18 as we sit here today. That's not going to cut it. And Maryland wasn't ranked in the top 25, at least State is their best win right now. So if they don't get that win against the Buckeyes and they're sitting there at 11-1 without a conference title, to me they're in the same position as Georgia. Even worse, because Georgia has a better win against Oregon.
Heather, out west, the Pac-12 conference, my conference clearly, the highest ranked team is Oregon, and then obviously USC is sitting there with the one loss to Utah. Is there a possibility that we can be at a Pac-12 conference can be completely left out of the Final Four?
I think history has repeated itself in an answer to that question, my friend. No, there's definitely a possibility the Pac-12 can be left out again as we talk about these Big Ten and SEC teams. I mean, to me, a lot of it has to do with two things. One, how many teams does the SEC get in? Two, does Clemson stumble? Do they lose at Notre Dame? Do they lose against South Carolina or even to North Carolina in the ACC championship game? That would be an ideal scenario for the Pac-12. But I wouldn't rule them out by any stretch of the imagination as we sit here today because there are a lot of opportunities, especially for Oregon, to continue to impress the committee. And because they scrapped their divisions, you're guaranteed to have the two best teams facing off in that conference championship game with another chance to punctuate their resume against a ranked opponent and impress the committee when it matters the most.
Heather, TCU 7-0. If they run the table and win it, can they be left out?
Well, they're left out right now as an undefeated team. So that leads me to believe that they have to run the table, finish undefeated, look good in the process. Because right now, one of the things that TCU got dinged for in that selection committee meeting room was constantly having to play from behind. Of all the undefeated teams that we have talked about, TCU has played the worst defense. And I want to say they've given up at least 21 points in the first half of the past 3 games. So while their offense has been explosive, they've got to put together more convincing wins for 4 quarters to impress these selection committee members. So to me, it's undefeated or bust for the Frogs. And I know there are a lot of angry Frogs out there sitting behind one loss Alabama.
Thank you, Heather. As always, the great Heather Dinich. Ladies and gentlemen, ESPN college football reporter Heather Dinich, is brought to you by Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. Key, when all is said and done, we just heard from Heather. Do you think Bama slides into the playoff?
I can't count Nick Saban out, man. I just can't do it. Bryce Young was banged up when they went to Tennessee, and he still had a great game, but I can never count Nick Saban out.
I agree. Like, somehow, the consistency at the top of college football from Nick Saban, I'm trying to think of anything else. And Coach K is the closest thing in college basketball, but the nature of the tournament is such that you're just going to get knocked out some years earlier than in college football. I'm trying to think if there's any equivalent in modern sports.
No.
To Gino Auriemma, I guess, on the college.
But as long as they hold pat and they're dominant. I mean, I feel like Clemson's bound to.
Yeah.
They're not going to go unscathed. You know what I mean, Key? Like, something's bound that. There have been too many games really close there where Clemson has kind of teetered.
They don't look like a powerhouse.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't ever keep Alabama out, though. Alabama's got to have a bad season to stay out.
Yeah, right. All right. We're going to get back into the Brooklyn Nets. How much power does KD still have in Brooklyn?
You want the
and
power?
And with Nash out, is Ime Udoka the right man for the job? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.